Second parak of the Mai Mishnah Gimel. The previous Mishnah discussed how a person becomes accepted as a person who is trustworthy in respect to Trumas and Maisus, and he's not an Am Ha'aretz anymore. This Mishnah is discussing there's also a status of Am Ha'aretz in respect to Tumah V'Tayra. So how does one become accepted to be a Chover and not an Am Ha'aretz in respect to Tumah V'Tayra? A Kavalili is Chover. A person wants to be accepted as a Chover in respect to Tumah V'Tayra. And Eino Moichel Am Ha'aretz Laf V'Yolish. Does not sell either wet things or even dry things to an Am Ha'aretz, because in those days there was an Inyan to be concerned not to be metamah chulin in Eretz Yisrael. And if he gives to Am Ha'aretz, we're concerned that the Am Ha'aretz will be metamah. Then a loker remain a lot. He doesn't buy something that came in contact with a liquid, because he has to be concerned that it's already tameh. But if it's dry and he knows that it never came in contact with water, he can buy from Am Ha'aretz because he knows it's not tameh. It's halacha, in order for produce to be tameh, it has to come in contact with a liquid. Then if it's Am Ha'aretz, he doesn't spend time in the house of Am Ha'aretz, which is mufkas with tumah. L'ma'orcha esla b'ksusay. Doesn't let the Am Ha'aretz come into his house to visit his house when the Am Ha'aretz is wearing his own garment, because the garments of an Am Ha'aretz also were given the status of a tummy beggar. We're concerned his wife was neither touched it or sat on it, and were in the tamah, the garment, and he was not mafkid on it. Rabbi Yehuda asked a whole list of things that are not directly related to Tumah V'Tayra. They just show the status of the person, how carefully it's in the halacha. Aplo yigadol name adako. Eretz Yisrael is an issur to bring up small animals like goats and sheep, the chashash, that they will graze in other fields. If one wants to do so, you should ask a rov, in what conditions may he do so. Lo yapart from nedarim, you shouldn't constantly be making a nedarim. Lo b'tzchok, shouldn't be a light-headed person, always involved in jokes and laughter. Lo yeh metam l'meis, you should be careful not to be metam himself, even for a dead person, only if it's necessary. Meshamish, if he beis hamedrash, he spends time in the beis hamedrash to learn from the ways of talmid chachamim. Amru lo boi lo l'klal. The chachamim told him that this is not necessary. In order to be a chaver in respect to Tumah V'Tayra, as long as we know that he's very careful about Tumah V'Tayra, that's good enough. He doesn't have to have all these other conditions.